I mean, grandma or granny.
Uh-huh. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
And you put the baby in the carriage, then you go out and...
roll the carriage.
Uh-huh. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
And if a boy has the same color of hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
right.
Looks like or resembles.
Uh-huh. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say that he...
just like his father.
Uh-huh. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get it.
Yeah. Whipping or...
uh-huh. Anything else you tell him?
You might be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll tell him a lot of things.
Say if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
pregnant.
Okay. Any other way of saying that? Don't say that. What? What were you going to say?
She was going to say it again.
No, I wasn't. No, I'm just reading
your mind. You weren't reading my mind. I wasn't even thinking.
Any joking expressions or anything?
Any thinking on right now?
When you're growing up, people use the word pregnant much, or did it sound sort of bad to say?
No, they, you know, most all of them, they never did say nothing about it.
What about if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you could send for?
Me, yeah. You know, some of them was old grannies.
Mm-hmm.
And,
midwife.
Yeah.
Huh?
Midwife.
What's the difference?
They're all the same.
Uh-huh. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a...
hey, no doubt.
Huh?
Yeah. Most of them say legitimate.
What common names do they have for a child like that?
Bastard young mother.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear Woods Colt or Grass Colt or Bush Child?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your... your brother's son.
Wouldn't be your nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be his legal...
guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
relatives.
Mm-hmm.
In-laws.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be a...
stranger.
What if they came from a different country?
He'd be a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
Yeah, some of them were raised here.
What do you mean?
A lot of times we call them foreigners.
Who would be a foreigner?
Well, some of these raised around here look like foreigners. Uh-huh. Call them a foreigner.
And a woman who conducts school would be called a...
school teacher.
And the name of the mother of Jesus... or just a girl's name starting with an M?
Martha.
Mary.
Uh-huh. Do you remember a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
Okay. And a male goat is called a...
ram.
Or a
Billy.
Uh-huh. And